Welcome back to another exciting episode on the Paragon Ed podcast. You're here with me today, Chase Eskelson, founder of Paragon Ed. Across from me, Dr. Jill Hollander. Howdy.
Good morning.
We're so glad that you all tuned back in today. And as you maybe heard on the last episode, today we're going to talk about the interlaced learning approach. I know there's someone out there, they're like, I've been an educator for 30 years. I've never heard about the interlaced approach. Well, that is exactly right, because it's a model that we took lots of different pieces from lots of different places and packaged them together in a way that is uniquely situated for Paragon Ed. Dr. Hollander, you have been a huge mastermind on the interlaced theory. Explain it to us and how this will actually function in a school.
Sure. So there's really two parts to it. The first part, I think, really gives students the best of both worlds. They have 24/7 access to our digital curriculum, which you like to call the spine of our education. And so that's always awesome for students to be able to access the content any time of day, any day of week. And they, of course, have teachers that are content experts that can assist them as they work through that digital curriculum. And then multiple days a week, they have engaging hands-on learning where everything is problem-based and very, very hands-on. They're definitely going to come home able to tell their parents what they learned and how they did it and what they did that was fun.
Well, hold on. I have kids.
Yeah.
They've gone to school. And they get in the, I just sat in car line for an hour and they get in and I'm all excited. What did you learn at school today?
Nothing.
Every time. So is that going to happen with the interlaced approach?
Absolutely not. Because when they're on campus, we're making sure that they're up, they're interacting with their peers, they're interacting with our K-8 teacher, our learning mentors, our education interns, our Spanish coach. There are so many people for them to work with and get hands-on experiences from. We'll be doing demonstrations, labs, reading literature, writing, doing fun things with the Good Life curriculum that really gives students the tools that they need to love the life they live. So all very happy, positive, uplifting activities throughout the day. So,
okay, I'm a parent. I've had my kids in a traditional school before. I have a problem with what you just said.
Oh, yeah.
Because in my mind, I think of 30 kids sitting in a classroom full of rows of students and desks and chairs and a teacher standing up doing the whole drill and kill thing. But what you just described is not that at all.
Absolutely not. There'll be no worksheets. Students won't be working on their digital curriculum when they're on campus. We really want them to engage with their peers and their teachers and their mentors. And everything will just be so hands-on and engaging. They won't want to go back home. So we have so many fun activities planned for them and just cool ways for them to learn.
I mean, just as a point of clarification, you actually do have to pick up your kids. You can't leave them with us overnight. You have to take them home.
Yeah.
All right. So let's dig into this a little bit deeper because I'm starting to get the picture now, mm-hmm. right? I have a kid. My kid does not love sitting in a classroom in rows, listening to a teacher tell you, you have to memorize this because that doesn't make sense anymore. I can say, hey, Siri, and it'll tell me whatever I just asked. So the memorization piece for those types of facts maybe doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Instead, what we can do is say, all right, here's the situation. We're studying, the Civil War. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying it happened in this year and this general did this, now we get to say, okay, we're going to reenact this as our small group. Mm-hmm. And you have to be this general. You're going to be that general. And we're going to ask questions along the way saying, wait, why did that happen? What was the cause of this decision to be made? And then they're going to build something really cool. You might hear about the Civil War on a podcast because that's the medium in which that group takes in order to share their findings on this research, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we might be making maps. We might be doing, for the younger kids, if it's history related, we might do puppet shows. I mean, you name it, we'll be doing it. They can make costumes that are relevant to that time period. Yeah, there's so many different things, especially our older students. They can work on presentations. They'll be interacting with content experts and with professionals. So never a dull moment for sure.
Awesome. Okay, so that's like the beginnings of this type of a learning model, but it's so much more than that. Where a traditional school has their departments and those departments are really working well together, mm-hmm. what looks different under this model?
So we have a K-8 teacher, and she'll be really focused on interdisciplinary studies. So if we are making a map, we'll integrate art into that. Maybe we're making a map out of sand. If we're learning about a historic event, we'll also be writing about that in an English class. If we're doing science labs, we might have some games involved there. Maybe we integrate math games with that just to make the math lesson more engaging as well. So everything is interconnected. Students will never be wondering, why did I learn about this topic? It'll all make sense. It's all related to real life skills. Other examples of that, if they're in math and learning addition, maybe we talk about how we're adding up money to save for a product. So our older students will work on budgeting. We'll definitely talk about culinary skills as well, and we'll integrate that into some of our science lessons to talk about all different kinds of concepts.
I love that, because if you ask parents, why is traditional school broken?
Right.
One of the things they say is, it doesn't teach my kid to those real life skills. My kids don't graduate knowing how to do their taxes.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to do simple things like put together a meal plan and go grocery shopping. And we're building those pieces in through the interlaced approach so that they have real world skills
mm-hmm.
that reinforce the core content areas that they're learning about.
Absolutely. And then, we always focus on the three C's too: critical thinking, collaboration, and communication. So we can't forget about how we interlace those concepts into every lesson, a core content lesson or an elective that's really integrated or interlaced into everything that we do. And, you're asking why does traditional school not work? I mean, even when we talk to employers, they say students come to them, they graduate, but they don't have any soft skills. So we also interlace soft skills into everything that we do. That's one of those critical life skills.
Kids have to know things like conflict resolution.
Absolutely.
We're building that in through interlaced learning.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to know teamwork. They're learning these soft skills through the hands-on activities. And I think there's another layer to this, right? We've got our core content areas, and then we're interlacing that where the departments are working together to create projects that are interdisciplinary.
Mm-hmm.
And then you layer on top of that the real-world life skills.
Mm-hmm.
Then you layer on top of that our soft skills through the project management and teamwork. Then you layer on top of that and interlace into all of that our kingdom values.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such an important part of what we're doing, because it's not just about graduating. It's not just about getting to the last day of school and then going on. It's how do we use these kingdom values to make an impact on eternity?
Right. And we're even interlacing the Good Life curriculum, which is amazing at teaching students those kingdom values. I mean, we'll talk about things like inner peace and curiosity and compassion and connectedness to others. So we're really excited to have the Good Life curriculum.
That's interlaced in a nutshell. There's obviously a whole lot more to that. Is there anything that we missed?
Well, I mean, we don't want to forget that we're also incorporating all those electives to really help students be creative and imaginative. So you might be in a math class and have art or music integrated into that. So just really keeping things fun, engaging, and helping students learn.
I love that. That's such an integral part that we've talked about in our staff meetings and whatnot, is creating those opportunities for beauty to come through. And that's got to be a part of it, because the world is a beautiful place. We've got a creative creator who creates, and we're working on making creators and not consumers at Paragon Ed. We didn't really talk about the business aspect, but we're laying on top the entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
We're layering on top of those business principles and the lunch and learns and all those different pieces, which that's going to be a whole podcast all by itself. But that's a huge part, especially as you start to get older and into the junior high or middle school and our high school ages, you will have such an incredible experience through the business partnerships that Paragon Ed has in place. So super cool. But if there's a parent listening, what's one thought we're leaving them? Why is interlaced learning so important?
It makes sense to students. You won't have every subject area disconnected from the other. So everything is interlaced so that students know how to apply it to real life, which is why they're learning it. So that's a great takeaway.
Awesome. Well, thank you all so much for joining. If you want more info, we've got a bunch of podcasts that have already landed. You can learn more about our staff model. You can learn more about who the two of us, yahoos, talking to you today are, and a whole bunch of other things. So please consider subscribing. Maybe share this with a link with someone who might be interested in joining Paragon Ed. And until next time, we'll talk soon.
Bye.